Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word.
Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Baruch atah Adonai, blessed are you, Adonai. Would you pray with me if you feel so inclined? Lord Jesus, show me your truth that is in your word that I am about to hear today. I believe the Lord would have me read Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 22. And to the angel, messenger of the assembly church in Laodicea, write, these are the words of the Amen, the trusty and faithful and true witness, the origin and beginning and author of God's creation. I know your record of works and what you are doing. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered and grown wealthy, and I am in need of nothing. And you do not realize and understand that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Therefore, I counsel you to purchase from me gold refined and tested by fire, that you may be truly wealthy, and white clothes to clothe you, and to keep the shame of your nudity from being seen, and salve to put on your eyes that you may see. Those whom I dearly and tenderly love, I tell their faults, and convict and convince and reprove and chasten. I discipline and instruct them. So be enthusiastic and in earnest and burning with zeal and repent, changing your mind and attitude. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heeds my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will eat with him, and he will eat with me. He who overcomes is victorious. I will grant him to sit beside me on my throne, as I myself overcame, was victorious, and sat down beside my Father on his throne. He who is able to hear, let him listen to and heed what the Holy Spirit says to the assemblies, churches. All I can say right now is that I can feel such an electricity in the air, such an air of expectancy in the prophetic. And I declare to you today, God is not waiting for the churches to reopen. God is not waiting for the churches to reopen. And I encourage you to be a trumpet. Trumpet, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 22. It is a declaration to be trumpeted. If you ever wanted to declare a relevant word of God for such a time as this, because it is said that this is the age of the Laodicean church, then read aloud Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 22. Not in your words, but just read what is written. It is prophetic. I do not know if you hear the word repent when you go to church, but I would encourage you to be one who can hear what the Spirit is saying. You can simply ask the Lord right now. We can say, Lord Jesus, let me be one who hears what your Holy Spirit is saying for such a time as this. Amen. Amen. And I hope you took this time at home to fast and pray. For now, we can never say to the Lord, I didn't have time to fast and pray. This is preparation time. Sickness was released on earth. God does not send sickness. The enemy does. God comes with the opposite. The oil of joy instead of mourning. The garment of praise for a heavy burden spirit. So I am expectant that the Lord releases healing in his supernatural way for such a time as this. I ask the Lord, and you can ask him with me too, Lord, let me be a clarion call. Let me be a trumpet that sounds a clear note. Let me carry a sound that is a clear note. Let me be a pure note, not confusion, not doubt, not gossip. Lord, let your sound that is in me pass through the doubt. Pass through the gossip. Let your sound that is in me pass through the gossip. I encourage you to get ready for the supernatural. I encourage you to get ready for Pentecost. Prepare your heart by fasting and repenting. Let your heart be open and expectant to the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Pentecost calls for your heart being in the right place at the right time. Pentecost calls for your spirit being in the right place at the right time for such a time as this. The first church was locked down behind closed doors until Pentecost, until the Holy Spirit fell. Today's church has been locked down. This is the time of the time that God sends his Holy Spirit. This is the time of God's Holy Spirit. This is the time to trust in the Lord. This is the time to trust in the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord says in John chapter 16, verse 23, my Father, Jesus says, my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name, as presenting all that I am. So I ask you to fall, Holy Spirit of the living God. I do not expect what we had before. I am expectant of greater. Set us ablaze, Lord, now. And I say again, God is not waiting for the churches to reopen. Bow to God. Bow to the word of God. Bow to the truth of God. This is also the time of the celebration of the wheat harvest. It is known in the farming world that wheat bows down and tares stand up straight. The tops of the wheat are heavy laden, so they bow. The tares stand straight, fruitless, bowing to nothing. They stand in their own strength. They are their own God. Bow to Almighty God. Bow to the word of God. Bow to the truth of God. Get ready for the supernatural. Isn't our God awesome? Because he is greater than, and I got lost for words there, because he is greater than anything. He is greater than anything and everything. I encourage you to be completely, completely in Jesus. And I would just share with you some words in Ephesians that Paul shared with us through the Bible. I therefore, the prisoner for the Lord, appeal to and beg you to walk, lead a life worthy of the divine calling to which you have been called, with behavior that is a credit to the summons to God's service, living as becomes you, with complete lowliness of mind, humility and meekness, unselfishness, gentleness, mildness, with patience, bearing with one another and making allowances because you love one another. And because his gifts are varied, he himself appointed and gave men to us, some to be apostles, special messengers, some prophets, inspired preachers and expounders, some evangelists, preachers of the gospel, traveling missionaries, some pastors, shepherds of his flock, and teachers. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church, that it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ, and the completeness found in him. So then we may no longer be children tossed like ships to and fro between chance gusts of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine, the prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men, gamblers engaged in every shifting form of trickery, in inventing errors to mislead. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let us walk fully into the Pentecost that is coming, ready and prepared and ready to be, as Paul said, living as becomes you, with complete lowliness of mind, living the worthy life of the divine calling to which you have been called, with behavior that is a credit to the summons of God's service. Allow me to pray. Allow me to declare blessings over you. And I declare, if you would say this with me, if you would receive this with me, if I go too fast and you can't read it with me, Lord, your right hand upholds and sustains me. Your gentleness, your gracious response when I pray makes me great. You enlarge the path beneath me and make my steps secure so that my feet will not slip. Who may ascend unto the mountains of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to what is false. Oh, and we say, let that be me, Lord. Let that be us. Your word continues, for he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of our salvation. This is the generation description of those who diligently seek him and require him as their greatest need, who seek your face, even as did Jacob. Selah, pause and think on that. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If you would like to receive the Lord Jesus today into your life, would you say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and I believe you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. I repent of my sins right now. I say I am sorry, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and life and to be my Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, open up completely within me and show me Jesus, and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah and amen to the Lamb of God.
You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life and let it